four most powerful ever spoken words are? Well, I think I better show you. Mistakes, lessons, cautionary tales, and funny mementos on communication, leadership, sales, and marketing. This will share with you from our journey to your quest of success. Stories that will enlighten you to make great decisions, as we believe these are the four most important pillars of entrepreneurship. We are in Motion Mastermind, and we want your success as an entrepreneur, as we are passionate of entrepreneurship. I tell you a story. When I was young and reckless, I had the opportunity to buy a company in the import-export logistic industry. And we were doing very good. And I thought the world was mine. I was able to grow and expand the company. But then I ignored the people that were trying to give me advice. I ignored all the warning signs. I damaged a lot of relationships. I eventually drove the company to bankruptcy and defeated, and not knowing what to do, I turned to the one person that has always had the best interest in me. In this office, I learned many things from my father. And my father said to me, go back to the drawing board. You see, but in order to go back to the drawing board, you need to have a plan to make corrections, to consider the information, to see the information. But then I licked my wounds and I decided it was time to move forward. But because of that lesson, I was a changed person, I was a changed businessman. And because of that experience that I had, I've been able to help a lot of entrepreneurs to avoid the mistakes that I made. And I helped them to be better business people, to see their business models, to consider how they're spending their money. I was able to do that because of the experience that I had, and because I was willing to listen to my father's advice. Okay, so what did I do there? I told you a story. The four most powerful words ever spoken were, tell me a story. And I just told you one. But in order to do that, you need to have the story. See the general concept of what you want to teach. And that is the what and the who. The characters, what is in place. And you have the narrative, which is the why, the lesson. And then you have the plot. The plot is the conflict. The how do you go from one event to the next? What is the chronological order? What is happening? The cause and effect. If you know this, in marketing, you can communicate your message in a better way, in a way that is compelling, in a way that can connect your prospect to the way that you can help them achieve their goals or overcome challenges or obstacles. Storytelling, it is the best tool that you could ever have in your toolbox. It doesn't matter what your prospects are, we all share certain values that are similar independently of the culture. When we hear a story, a whole brain, if you see it through a scan, a whole brain lights up, or imagination starts to try to take over the protagonist's role and place itself, himself or herself, in the story. It connects with similar situations that we have experienced. It allows you to activate biochemical drugs that will launch endorphins and oxytocin or cortisone. I mean, our body activates as if it's living the experience, and this is why it's so powerful. So then again, story, narrative, and plot are the three elements that you need to craft your message, your sales message to your prospects. I hope this helped. See you next time.